Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Frank Talk 104.3 FM for LibertyWorks Radio Network. You can give me a call at 888-850-1872. I'm going to go to a commentary by Michael Hudson. He's a professor, and he's just one of those guys who's now being asked to be a consultant all over the place. Sometimes he says things that people don't want to hear, and so sometimes that can get kind of risky. I'm going to hear what Mr. Michael Hudson thinks of the situation in Latvia, where foreign banks are lending money to Latvians. Latvians, because of the global financial crisis, or not a crisis yet. He says it's not a crisis because they're not doing anything to save themselves. He says that's when it's a crisis, when it causes you to act. He said they're just merely getting poorer. Well, we're going to see what Mr. Hudson thinks. We had a little technical difficulty. I found it. It was a stretched wire that was not being friendly to our system. So let's go ahead and hear what Mr. Hudson has to say with regard to Latvia as an example of some of the things we need to consider even in our own place of life.
When you talk about production, many people in Latvia, you know, have simply felt that Latvia basically doesn't produce very much, that there is another path to prosperity. For instance, as a finance center or something like this, you're completely against that?
No, not at all. Finance has to get its money from the real economy. There's an economic surplus that's produced by industry and agriculture and to some extent commerce, power production, transportation. But finance is extracted. Finance creates credit to lend to the real economy, and in exchange it withdraws interest. Now right now Latvians are having to repay their debts, and when they repay debt, this money they have is not available to buy goods and services. So ultimately what they're having now in Latvia is debt deflation, and that is not good for the economy. So while finance can make money for Latvia, it makes money off the customers of finance. If the customers are outside of Latvia, then finance brings money into Latvia. But if Latvians a customer for other banks outside, then money is drained out of Latvia.
Now the point that he made that I thought was pretty neat there, he talked about the real economy, or he made allusion to a real economy. He said that the financing industry sounds like Latvia, this thing that this guy suggested, would be that Latvia, it's almost like get in on the lottery. Hey, we've got to prosper. Let's get in on the lottery. Let's become what Michael Hudson said is a parasite. He said the real economy, and we're going to go to a clip where he describes exactly what the real economy is. Do we have a real economy here in America? That's kind of a good question. Is a real economy available? Is it really available? And we're going to listen to him to see. He's going to tell us what a real economy is. And I think that's going to be interesting. But is the financial sector the real economy? Let's look at America, because he's talking about Latvia. What has America done? Have they propped up the financing industry, which is described by Mr. Hudson, Dr. Hudson, as a parasite to the real economy? Are there some industries that were too big to fail? Who is it that's gaining the benefit? What is it a good that the government is doing? You know, it says that government is there for the protection, actually the punishment of those who do evil and the praise of those who do good. Is government there, is the purpose of government there to prop those who do evil at the expense of those who do good? Is it the purpose of government to prop up those who are evil at the expense of those who do good? We saw something happen with the bailout kind of thing. Who did they bail out? Who did they bail out? We're going to listen to what Mr. Hudson says is the real economy. There's a facade. We're getting a marketing. We're getting propaganda. And I'm not here to bash a policy as much as I am to be able to try to shine light on what's happening so that we can get out of the stupor, that we can be inoculated from this pandemic of dementia that is affecting our country and the globe. It's amazing what can be marketed, huh? What people can be trained to believe given the right kind of marketing. And our goal here is to start here. Liberty Works First, here in your area. What a benefit. You know, we're being scorned right now by a lot of people. We're being defamed even by a lot of people. Who loves you, baby? Who loves you? Let's listen to Professor Michael Hudson explain the real economy.
You used the phrase real economy. What's the real economy?
The real economy is what people mean for the production of goods and services. Food, things that you buy. Things that actually have a value. In classical economics, value is what has a cost of production. It's what's produced by labor and machinery. If something is not produced by labor and machinery, you can get money out of buying a building and charging for it. You can take one of your highways and you can put a toll booth on it, and you can make everybody pay who uses the highway. You can put parking meters along your streets, and you can charge people for parking. But that's not producing anything. That's siphoning off money from the economy. So there's a difference between, say, a parasite and a host. The host grows and produces nourishment to grow further, and the parasite takes the money out of this. And that's really the difference. So it's wealth versus overhead. Wealth is what a country produces in goods and services. Overhead is what's taken off of this in the form of interest and rent.
So that is Professor Michael Hudson. You can find out more about some of the things he thinks at the renegadeeconomy.com. But he's talking in this context about the Latvian situation, where Latvians are going broke. They've borrowed their money from Sweden. Watch what's going on here. I've brought up the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. What they've gone to save Latvia, they've gone to the government of Latvia and they've said, Latvia, we will give you a low-interest loan to solve your problems, but you can only use it to pay off your loan to Sweden. We're going to manufacture our IMF money out of thin air, our borrowing credits here, and then you're going to pay off the Sweden bank. That's what you can use it for. You can't use it to do anything that would be infrastructure that would produce a real economy in Latvia. That's what's happened right now. What's happened also is the government of Latvia has gone to Michael Hudson and said, could you show us how to save ourselves? We are being basically put in a situation where they're basically, it's kind of the old, he called it the old feudal state, where you're in so much debt that you become enslaved to the banks, that you merely are a peasant. You're putting everybody back into peasantry. And so he's advising to the leaders of Latvia that they have a mechanism like a bankruptcy situation, the bankruptcy courts and bankruptcy laws that America has, where you can stop, and that there's a point where people actually have value for what they've invested, that there's losses shared. You see, there's a certain amount of risk involved to a loan, and there's on both sides, but that both sides are sharing in the situation at hand, and that one person isn't enslaved. In other words, it's not supposed to be that somebody manufactures a loan from thin air in order to where the balloon finally busts and the economy collapses, that they have a mechanism, an excuse on paper to take over the world. See, that's what's going on in Latvia's current situation. That was sort of what was offered to them by the IMF. And Mr. Hudson's going there to tell the leadership of Latvia, hey, you ought to have something that's on the basis of the same mechanisms that you see in law in the United States that have worked and basically solved the ancient feudal state. Something to think about. You know, biblically, constitutional basis, you know, the United States has authority and Congress has authority over the bankruptcy laws. And of course, by the way, while our in-flight entertainment's going on with the healthcare stuff, they're micking with the bankruptcy laws right now, folks. So if you've got to, it's important to wake up right now. It's important if you're a young person to start looking into it and hold those who are in office accountable to it. You may, over the next 10 years, like William Collins is running for Congress. We'll see how that works. He's 25 years old. It's time for the young people to get equipped, and I would say read the folks that started this country. They did things very well. The slavery thing was bogus. That's naturally. It was a no-brainer, idiotic, kind of a hypocritical thing when you're talking about freedom and have a guaranteed enslavement. It's, you got a problem. The Civil War was bound to happen. Don't call me about that. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. 888-850-1872. Maybe tomorrow. The point of all this is, where do these laws come from? That there were some protections with bankruptcy laws, and it actually goes back to a biblical provision. There was, in the Bible days, you could loan something to somebody, and they would pay you back. They make a good faith effort to pay you back. At the end of 7 years, if they couldn't pay you back, you know what you did? You erased that debt. There were some times when they would put their property in security for a debt. In those instances, it was every 50 years you had a year of jubilee, and that property was put back to that family that had originally been intended to inherit that property. So they had a mechanism of every 7 years wiping the slate clean, pushing reset on the credit card debt, that they wouldn't charge usury to their brethren. And then every 7 years, and so even, and the law was, if somebody comes up to you and says, on year six, and says, I'd like to borrow $1,000, and it'll take me 2 years to pay it, and you realize, oh my goodness, it's year six, and on year seven, I have to forgive, and that means that 50% of it I'm going to lose. The law was, you're not supposed to say no. What a weird world. But it was based on love God and love your neighbor as yourself, and you'd get a little divine intervention on how well you did with some of this monetary thing. So it sounds weird, it sounds true, but folks, chlorophyll, what a catalyst. Chlorophyll, you know what chlorophyll does? It's a catalyst for photosynthesis. You know what else is a catalyst for photosynthesis? Heat from the sun. Heat, increase in temperature, is an increase of catalyst that will enable photosynthesis to occur more readily and rapidly. Photosynthesis needs 6 atoms of carbon dioxide to every 6 atoms of water. It creates, through this photosynthesis process, glucose that you and I need to survive, and it lets off oxygen, produces oxygen and glucose, converts the CO2 and oxygen, chlorophyll, and all this kind of stuff to have food for us and to cleanse the air. To oxygen scrub the air, but CO2's there as the food necessary to make glucose. Folks, pay attention. Green is good. Global warming is what we need. Global greenhouse gases is what we need, or else all we have is solar radiation without the proper things that will make sure that we have the global greenhouse gases that will have the hydraulic cycle that will keep our planet healthy and growing greener every day, to feed the growing population that is good and not bad. It's going to, you know why your economy's dying? You're killing off your posterity. Of course it's going to die. Pay attention, folks. Get out of your stupor. Let's get out of the stupor of the pandemic of dementia. And our number now is opening up the lines at 888-850-1872. We're going to come back to this, and it sounds hard, sounds rush, sounds tough. I'm kicking over the tables and cracking the whips. But this is vital for your survival. So I remember going to a doctor as a kid, and sometimes it was painful. Sometimes those shots in the Rumpelstiltskin with the penicillin are what I needed to actually survive. And sometimes it hurt. So we're going to come back here. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org. Thanks for listening to this Frank Talk. And I'm telling you what, liberty works.